Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Seeing that we're at the beginning of the NFL season, we think this is appropriate. The first week of games in the NFL is a weekend that's been being circled in calendars across the nation for generations. In this edition, we take a look at some of the best games and items from the first week of the NFL in its history. And it's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes once again from the Pigskin Dispatch. Welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And boy, do we have some great history for you today. That portal is going to take us into the century of the NFL. And it has got some great games that happened in week one of different seasons. And we're going to, most of them are contemporary, but there is some we're going to go way back in a way back machine to go through. So let's go through this little bit of history of the week one as we celebrate the opening weekend of the NFL. First one we're going to go to is the 1994 doubleheader treat. On September 4th, 1994, in a game that pitted two great AFC quarterbacks of the time, Dan Marino and Drew Bledsoe, and Hall of Fame coaches Don Shula and Bill Parcells against one another. This game really lived up to its billing and star power. In the game, the Dolphins and Patriots combined to score 74 points while piling up nearly 1,000 total yards. Bledsoe's four touchdown passes helped the Patriots build a double-digit lead in the second half. However, Dan Marino answered with five touchdown passes of his own. Dan, the man's game-winning 35-yard touchdown pass to Irving Fryer late in the fourth quarter, was pivotal in Miami's 39-35 victory over their divisional foes. The very next day, Monday Night Football, September 5th, 1994, Jerry Rice put an exclamation point on his many records when in the first game of the 1994 season for the Niners, he passed the great Jim Brown for the most career touchdowns in league history on Monday Night Football. Rice, who at the time was entering into his 10th season in San Francisco, caught three touchdown passes in the night as his 49ers were rude to their neighbors, the Oakland Raiders, as they trounced the black and silver 44-14. Rice would end the 94 season the way he started it, catching three touchdown passes in San Francisco's win over San Diego Chargers in Super Bowl 29. Now let's go to 1998 because it was not to be outdone by 1994. Two big games from that season in opening weekend. September 6, 1998, the New York Jets and the San Francisco 49ers supplied one of the most entertaining and opening season games in NFL history. The two teams together would barely garner 12 W's for the season. However, the Jets and 49ers combined to score eight touchdowns while amassing 1,022 total yards in this week one tilt. Niners lefty slinging sensation Steve Young threw for 363 yards and three scores, while Jets receivers Keyshawn Johnson and Wayne Sherbet combined to catch 15 passes for 251 yards and three touchdowns. The marquee headliner grabber of this day, though, was San Francisco running back Garrison Hurst, who scorched the entire Jets defense on his 96-yard game-winning touchdown run on the 49ers' first play of overtime. That same day, September 6, 1998, Randy Moss, who had some rumored skeletons in the closets from his day at Marshall, had to wait until the Minnesota Vikings selected him with a 21st overall pick in the 1998 NFL Draft. Moss, using his draft position as fuel throughout his rookie season, made the teams that pass on him immediately regret their decision. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in an opening season tilt, Moss caught 4 of 5 targets for 95 yards that included 2 long touchdown bombs from Randall Cunningham. The young receiver went on to catch 69 passes for 1,313 yards and an NFL rookie record 17 touchdown passes while helping the Vikings become the 3rd NFC team in NFL history to win 15 regular season games, per a CBS report. Now, before we go into more Week 1 games, let's take a pause to hear a couple words from our sponsor.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's THRIVE. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
Now that's a great deal on some great stuff, so make sure you take advantage of that. Now let's back to our Week 1 great plays, and we're going to go with the inaugural greatest show. Well, September 12th, 1999 is when the 99 Rams had just lost their starting quarterback for the season, Trent Green, to a season-ending injury during the preseason. Things looked bleak for the franchise, but the Rams had a backup plan called Kurt Warner, Green's replacement and a grocery store employee just several years earlier. He came in and tossed 3 touchdown passes in his debut game that started the greatest show on turf. The Rams got the attention of the entire NFL following their 27-10 blowout victory over Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens in Week 1 of 99. Then next year, there was the changing of the NFC East guard. September 3rd, 2000, the Philadelphia Eagles had a great game plan for their opponents, the Dallas Cowboys, and another foe, the game time temperatures of about 105 degrees. Coach Andy Reid of the Eagles famously gave his players pickle juice to help them cope with the high temps. Philly came out swinging with a surprise onside kick to start the game, and the Eagles recovered a kick and never looked back, dismantling the Cowboys 41-14 behind Deuce Staley's 201 yards rushing and a Philadelphia defense that held Dallas to a putrid 167 total yards. Now that's some good pickle juice there. September 9th, 2004, we had the Manning vs. Brady thriller. This Thursday night season opener between the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts in this chaotic Week 1 game had plenty of thrills. The Colts' future Hall of Fame running back, Edgerrin James, had 2 crucial fumbles, one late in the game at the Patriot 1-yard line that helped the Pats' defense hold off the potent Blue Horseshoe offense in a 27-24 exciting matchup. The victory extended New England's winning streak to 16 games, going back to the prior season. Tom Brady, he threw for 3 touchdowns and 335 yards for the Patriots, while Colts quarterback Peyton Manning rifled 244 yards of his own with 2 scoring passes. We had a season-starting showdown on September 8, 2011, and what a Thursday night season opener this was in this matchup of the past 2 seasons defending NFL champions, Super Bowl champions, and arguably the 2 best teams in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints and the Green Bay Packers, squared off. 2 of the top signal callers of all time, Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, turned a game into a shootout, and the contest came down to a yard at the end of the game. Green Bay's defense stopped the potent Saints offense on the 1-yard line on a game's final play. The Packers prevailed 42-34 in this thriller. Brees tossed for 419 yards with 2 TDs, while Rodgers earned 312 yards passing and 3 scores in the contest. And then, of course, we saved the best for last. This is In the Beginning, October 3rd, 1920. The most memorable opening week in league history has to be the inaugural APFA season of 1920. On this day, the first two league franchises versus another APFA opponent occurred. The Rock Island Independents knocked off the Muncie Flyers 45-0 in Illinois, while in the state of Ohio, the Columbus Panhandles fell to the Dayton Triangles 14-0. This day started all of the 100-plus years of head-to-head matchups in the professional league that would later be called the NFL. That's right, the APFA is the American Professional Football Association. After 2 years of running under that name, it turned into the National Football League. And those, when we said it started the season October 3rd, you're probably saying, hey, they played games before that. Well, they did. There's teams that were playing that were in the APFA, but they were not playing other APFA teams. So this was really the beginning of that APFA season in head-to-head with Rock Island and Muncie and Columbus and Dayton. And what great rivalries those were in the early APFA, and great start. And what a great thing that is cultivated and turned into with the NFL and all these other great beginning of the season games. And you know, we hope to do some more things like this to remind us of the great history that we've maybe have seen with our own eyes and many others that we haven't seen, but they're in the history books, and we want to make sure we preserve that. So that's what we're all about here. So if you have any feedback for us, you can be reached at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd sure love to have you. You can find us on the sportshistorynetwork.com. We are one of a couple dozen different podcasters there, bringing you sports history in all kinds of eras and around the world and different places. And it's just exciting to hear that with some excellent guests, and our hosts are out of this world. I think you'll really enjoy that. There's all kinds of different sports you can look at, sportshistorynetwork.com. And of course, you can, if you want to read and listen about football particularly, you can go to pigskindispatch.com. It's our home website. And on pigskindispatch.com, we have all of our podcasts there, and we have plenty of content. We're bringing you new content each and every day, at least 2 to 3 articles every day, just to remind us of the past of football's glory. And we really want to be that portal to positive football history, just like we advertise, and we hope we are. And we're bringing you all kinds of different things. We have the early team series, where we're going back in the early pre-World War II pro football, not just the NFL, but all the leagues, pre-football World War II, and reminding us of all those great teams, and many times having some guests on there to speculate and talk about these great teams. And we also have our football by numbers, which we are well into the 80s, almost getting ready to go into the 90s in this coming week, and I think that's quite a thrill for you. We've gone through every single number. You can find all those podcasts and all those blog posts on pigskindispatch.com, and make sure you check those out. And we also bring you these stories and these random football facts and different things we want to keep doing to bring you and keep you up to abreast to great football history. And don't forget, we have every day of the year covered. If you go to pigskindispatch.com, the homepage, you can see today's date, yesterday's date, and each day that changes, we're telling you about the football history of 365 days a year. In a loop year, we'll tell you 366. So it's a very exciting place to be. Pigskindispatch.com, portal to positive football history. We hope you'll join us tomorrow. We thank you for joining us today. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's 4th and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here. But we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Arnie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.